This is The Takeaway, and I'm Duarte Geraldino, guest hosting this week. Across the nation this weekend, young people marched for change. Here are some of their voices.
Hello, my name is Johnny Benthal. I'm a senior at North Star Academy. I'm currently volunteering at the March for Our Lives. We're getting up and ready. I'm here with my friend
Tiffany Watkins.
And we're excited. It's cold outside, but it's okay because it is for a good cause.
A great cause.
We are really excited and ready to see who's going to come out and support.
Hi, my name is Gina Matos. I'm 18 years old and I attend Eastside High School in Newark, New Jersey, and I'm on my way to March for Our Lives, Newark.
My name is Uma Mariam and I'm 17 years old. I go to Martin Van Buren High School in New York City, and currently we're on our way to the March for Our Lives protest in Washington, D.C.
Hello, this is Ann Bully. I'm 17 years old, a student from Martin Van Buren High School. The time is now 7:11 a.m. Right now, I'm on the bus with my leadership class. Right now, everyone on the bus seems excited.
The whole purpose of our going to the protest is really standing up with the generation, with our generation, sharing our voices so that they don't feel alone.
We are the future! We are the future!
I'm feeling really empowered right now. I'm really amazed at the turnout that has come. There's a lot of people here, and I'm just amazed by the amount of support that we have right now.
Not today, MRA! Not today, MRA!
Right now, I'm at the March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C. As I expected, this place is packed. Right now, I'm standing in front of the March for Our Lives stage, and there is a student speaking right now. Listen.
I was crying hearing some people. Because if that were me, if that happened to any of my family members, or my brother, or me alone, or my friends, my best friends here, I wouldn't know what to do. But seeing them gather up courage and coming together gave me hope that my generation can really change history once and for all.
Look at the numbers here in the crowd today. Do you see this?
Enough is enough!
Enough is enough!
Enough is enough!
It's Gina Matos. I'm here at March for Our Lives, Newark. There's got to be thousands of people here. There's parents, teachers, students. Like, it's amazing.
No guns in whose hands? No guns in teachers' hands!
No guns in whose hands?
No guns in teachers' hands!
No guns in teachers' hands!
Heartbreaking to see those students talk about their experience, and it just makes this march mean a lot more to me hearing the speeches from these students, like up close and personal. And you just, it's very heartbreaking, and seeing everyone looking at the people talking, and I can see the looks on everyone's faces, and you can tell that everyone here is just so passionate about this cause.
More. Should we have to stand up to this kind of cruelty? No more should we have to be silent. Because if our silence is taken for granted, we shall no longer keep our mouth shut.
I think I'm very proud of what I did today, and I think like this will help me continue to move and do more outside of school and more like into City Hall. I want to do something for Black Lives Matter. I'm not sure what I want to do, how I want to do it, and when I want to do it, but I want to do it before I go to college, because I'm sure I won't be staying in state. So I want to make a difference here before I leave.
In my day-to-day life, I just hope that I'll think back on this time when I went to DC and I participated in an event that I really believed in. Maybe later down, gun laws might change. Hopefully they will, but even if it doesn't, like, I don't think anyone here will give up.
Very powerful moments captured on tape by young people who want to make a difference. Now, that was this weekend, but on Monday, what are those students feeling about the future? One of those students you heard from was Janae Benthal. She's a senior at North Star Academy High School. It's a charter school in Newark, New Jersey.
It was extremely empowering to see, like, all the different people that came out. Like, it was more than just, like, the people from Newark. It was also the governor there. So it just felt like it was very, like, liberating and powerful.
So why did you go, Janae? What were you trying to gain from this?
Well, I went because I led the walkout at my school first. And so when I found out about it, I was like, okay, this is more widespread. And this is something that I can do, like, more like, yeah, it's like more widespread, and it's something that I can do, like, outside that's bigger, like, because it has something to do with City Hall. And so, like, I chose to, like, be involved with it.
What happens next for you? What do you do to keep this momentum going?
I think, well, right now it's more about raising awareness about gun control and to keep pushing about it. So, like, even though, like, I won't be doing, like, anything big like I did Saturday, I still want to, like, you know, be on social media and letting people know that these things do exist, or keeping them updated on things like the gun control votes that are happening in Congress soon.
So that's how you plan to stay involved, by keeping people aware of what's going on and to pressure lawmakers?
Yes.
So if you don't see change soon, are you worried that you might sort of give up? What are your friends saying?
I don't think it will cause me to give up, considering the fact that it's something that needs to be said. So, like, the more you're quiet about it, the less things happen. And so people around me have said, like, they wish that we can do things more widespread and things bigger than just the walkout, because the walkout didn't have anything to do with, like, government officials. So I think, like, taking it to, like, the government and City Hall is important.
So you were leader. You led that first sort of walkout from your school. You went to this weekend's. But what do you say to some of the other people who may not be as bold or confident as you? How do you keep them in the movement?
You can keep them, like, in the, like, not in the background, but, like, the people who handle, like, the mechanical things of, like, on Saturday we had people in the back who were just, like, in charge of, like, stage managers, or making sure that no one was in the back that they have to be in the back. So, like, small things like that can make them feel like they're making a difference, even though, like, they're not saying much.
So when we look at Newark, you know, Newark has had sort of a high murder rate, even though it's dropping over the years. Newark is nationally known for its gun violence, and actually saw an increase in non-fatal shootings in 2017. Does that affect the way you see these demonstrations?
I think it does, because I feel like a lot of people don't talk about gun control until it happens in places, in schools, in Florida, so, like, predominantly white spaces. So I think, like, it's something that is common here. So I feel like gun control is a constant conversation that we have here in Newark.
So you say that when it happens in predominantly white spaces, it's different than when it happens in places like Newark?
Yes. Like, there isn't much of discussion of gun control when Black students are getting shot every day here, like, outside of homes and things like that. But it becomes a topic of conversation when people in Florida get shot and killed. So I think, like, that's why a lot of people in Newark were against protesting, because it's like, well, what about us when we're in trouble, and what about us when things happen to us? So I think, like, it's important to make known the intersectionality between what happened in Florida and also what's happening in places of colors like Newark.
What about wealth? Did you notice a difference once you were with a larger group?
I did realize the difference, because everything that we did, we had to do amongst each other. So like any food that we had for like the volunteers. People donated those, water, people donated those, like everything that we had was pretty much donated. Like we didn't get like, you know, a lot of like government funding, but like everything we did was like very community based. And so I think that was also good for us as well.
So I want to make sure that we're clear. What changes do you want to see in gun laws in the United States or locally in New Jersey?
Well, for me, I know like big things aren't going to happen fast. So it's just the little things like getting rid of like ignorant comments, like teachers should hold guns and things like that. What like make me like hope to see a difference. Like I just want to see a small difference in the way that government officials talk about the way gun control affects communities. And I hope that people of color communities such as Newark are going to be more included in the topic of conversation rather than just other wealthy superior groups. So I just want minority groups to be a part of the conversation.
And I heard you say on Saturday you are interested in getting involved in Black Lives Matter. How do you think the Black Lives Matter movement is linked to this movement, if at all?
Okay, because Black lives are always being killed off. Black lives are always being shot and killed by each other, by cops, by other people. So it's like those two are at the intersections because Black lives do matter. The same way we say that the way that people who are affected by gun control lives matter. So I feel like we're always being killed by our guns and our lives are always being taken by guns. So this is how we can help stop these things. Like I said, these two things are at the intersection of one another.
Thank you so much, Shanae Benthal, senior at North Star Academy High School. Thank you.
No problem.
So much pride, pain, and passion this weekend. We also heard from adults out there who attended marches across the country.
I'm Arvind calling from Renton, Washington. I march because I'd like to see some change. I do not want to hear any more shooting deaths, no more children dying in schools, or people dying in concerts or clubs. I hope to see assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, bump stocks out of people's hands. We need to pay more attention to mental health. Guns give power over another life. People using guns should be held accountable for their decisions.
This is Gwendolyn Walski. I was at the Chicago March, and it was outstanding. There's people as far as I could see. I would like to start with getting rid of assault and automatic weapons, as well as high-capacity magazines.
This is Marilyn from Venice, Florida. I hope it encourages young people everywhere to vote. Hope it starts a movement to lower the voting age to 16. So very, very many, many hopes.
What do you think about the March for Our Lives protest over the weekends? Did you attend one? Let us know. You can tweet us at The Takeaway or join the conversation on The Takeaway's Facebook page.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.